Welcome back to Podside, everyone. This is, of course, Carlo, and today it's me and Chris and special guest, Kurt.
hey, guys.
How you doing?
glad to be here on the show. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Tell us where you're from, Kurt. No.
I come from a place called the real world. meat space, it's called.
I hear they're made of meat out there somewhere. But yeah,
I'm in the big room with the bright light, as we used to say in 1999.
So today we're going to be talking about 1988's Dead Heat, starring Treat Williams and Joe Piscopo. Mm-hmm. Chris, you were the one that sort of lobbied for this.
Yes.
And now we want to ask you to answer for your crimes. why? Why did you do this? No. I'm genuinely curious what, because I'll admit to you, Chris, this is one of those movies that kept on popping up. And I was like, zombie cops?
So yeah, to be fair to the movie though, this was like long before zombies became what they were in our cultural, you know, zeitgeist. But so the vinegar syndrome, the wonders of exploitation, Blu-ray boutique label put this out on a 4K disc. Just a wonderful like package with awesome art and everything like that. So I bought that when it came out and it was just phenomenal. And so I thought it would be a really good fit for us.
In 4K, you could actually see them rot in real time.
I mean, you know, you're not really kidding. Like, you really,
no, I'm not.
I was surprised by this film. Like, so first of all, it was, can we just relish in the fact that Treat Williams' character is named Roger Mortis?
Yes.
I was sitting there, honestly, I got through half of the movie and I guess I just hadn't really paid attention. And then he's like, hey, Mortis. I was like, wait, what?
Yes.
So he's called Dead Guy. His last name is Dead Guy. And then they go, Roger Mortis. It's like, oh, fuck you. I couldn't help but laugh. Yes.
It's just really good. And, mm-hmm. and the thing that surprised me, you know, that we'll talk about, I guess, more as we proceed, you know, deeper into the film is that the special effects are really, really, horrific at times.
Yeah.
I'm like, crazy. Like,
yes.
It kind of turns into like the 80s Blob movie or like a Fulci film or something.
Like, it is absolutely Fulci level of like really like gross, gooey, moldy. Yeah.
It doesn't start off gooey. The early glimpses that you get of I guess we should probably just start talking about the film and just start at the beginning. But I will say this film starts around, if you folks remember a little number called, Black Roses. They kind of have that similar, like, bloated, weird face, like monster masks sort of thing at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the end, as Chris said, it's really, it's just goop. It's just goop and gristle.
Yeah.
Well, it felt very strange that the two guys that we open with, like, it's basically like in media res, like these two, for a minute there, I thought that they were like twins. But no, it's just like both of them are just huge, have huge lantern jaws.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just galoots.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly the correct name. Yes. They are, in fact, galoots. They're not even goons.
No.
And then
these are the sub goons. Like,
yeah.
These are the goons that, like, you know, they're the last ones standing.
They're the ones that are on call.
Fight them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are the ones who catch the protagonist's fist when he tries to punch them, and you know.
Yeah, when the regular goons are out, you know, they call in sick. This is, mm-hmm. you know, these are the guys that are on call that the boss has to call in, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't get the medical package because they don't get the 35 plus hours a week.
No.
That's also why they can't afford full ski masks. And they wear like these weird executioner's hoods.
Yeah, they're like cool. like medieval like falcon hoods, almost like you would put on a falcon, like because they have
this thing called Book of the New Sun.
It's two of many Severians getting into hijinks.
Hey everyone, what you just heard is a preview of our latest exclusive episode. To hear the rest, and to access our entire catalog of exclusive content, as well as our patrons-only Discord chat, become a patron at patreon.com/podsidepicnic. That's where you can support our work and make sure you get access to everything we do. patreon.com/podsidepicnic.